What was the score? About 680 runs. It was a good wicket for cricket, good outfield, plenty of runs scored, and some good bowling as well, believe it or not. But I thought Leicester definitely played their part in what was a wonderful match. So whilst we're delighted for the win, you know, Leicester should take a lot of heart out of the way they tried to get those runs, and they did a similar job when they won at Old Trafford last match. So, you know, Leicester have played their part, and I'm delighted for us. I thought our batting was outstanding. Moen's innings was very special. But we had some really good partnerships, you know, people chipped in all the way, like Tom Fell and Clarkey, and also the guys back end there who played really, really well, Dolly and John Hastings and Barney at the end. So it's nice to see our batters contributing and getting some partnerships in one-day cricket.
Yeah, and that last partnership in the end, I think it was 42 off 20 balls, Barney and John Hastings. That was the difference in the end.
Yeah, you know, we're very lucky. We've worked hard on all our bowlers, making sure they bat well. Barney's always been able to bat well, but he's now coming into his own, and wherever he bats, he proves to be a very useful performer. And you know, John Hastings is a fine batter, and he's batting nine at the moment. So it does show our depth, and it comes in handy every now and then. And more often than not, it does come in handy. It came in handy in that last wicket partnership, the last championship game we played. And as you say today, that little cameo at the end from Barney was crucial.
Brett D'Oliveira came in when there was a bit of pressure on, because Ali was going well, but bowled. I mean, when you look at the figures in 12 months' time, you think, well, did he bowl that well? But he bowled superbly.
Yeah, Dolly had a good game today, I thought. His partnership as well, and particularly the running between the wickets with Ben Cox, which was a really good partnership, I felt, because we lost two wickets together, and them two managed to keep it going for us. But then with the ball, he bowled really well for 10 overs for 50, I think it was. But as you say, he bowled a lot better than that, and it's nice to see. He fielded well too. The guys had some bits of fielding were brilliant, some a little bit, we can do better. But one outstanding fielder was Ross Whiteley today on the boundary. He saved so many runs, and he covered a hell of a lot of ground out there. It's a big surface, is Grace Road, and square of the wicket where Ross was, you know, he had to cover some ground.
You like to see young English players doing well. You'd have enjoyed Adil Ali's innings.
Yeah, you know, where's he been? Surely he should have been playing. He's a lad who's played a fantastic innings then, I thought, and he kept going. He had that fantastic six off Joe Leach and just kept him in it when they were eight or nine down. And, you know, he's played really, really well, that lad, and surely won, I think, from their academy. They'd look to try and give plenty of opportunity to.
Off to Northampton on Wednesday. Great start to the season. 4 wins, 2 out of 2 in this. So it's all about keeping it going.
Yeah, we're really pleased that we've got, you know, this far in the season and we're unbeaten. But we also recognise and respect opposition, and Northampton are a very, very dangerous team. They've proved their worth in 20-over cricket, and in their own patch as well. They're going to be a very difficult side to beat, so we certainly will try and keep our heads down and feet firmly on the ground, because, you know, ultimately we want to qualify in this. If we can get a win up there, that'll be a really special start to this campaign.
You got to make a change there. No Moen Ali on Wednesday.
Yeah, we it's sad to see him, you know, play so well today, and he bowled well, but you know, he's an England contracted player, and you know, that's his priority as well as England's priority, and we've got to respect the England selectors. They did tell us it was 3 games, but that is a change now to 2. But we just got to take that on the chin, get on with it. Other sides are affected as well. We want Moen to do really well for England. That's what one of the reasons we, well, my job in particular is to try and produce England players as well as win matches for Worcestershire. So, you know, we should be proud and that he's involved in that setup. And once again, part of hopefully what will be a very good season for England.